Welcome to Campfire Stories with Polymath Panda, presented by Storytime Hero. Gather round the campfire, little ones. I'm Polymath Panda, and tonight I have a wonderful adventure for you. Imagine a workshop filled with the scent of fresh cedar and the rhythmic sound of a wood plane smoothing a board. You, our brave young hero, are visiting the famous Master Geppetto. Beside him stands Pinocchio, but he looks a little different today. On his wooden chest sits a shiny brass dial with a tiny glass bulb on top. Geppetto explains that this is the Truthometer, a brand new invention just for our wooden friend. Geppetto turns a small golden key in Pinocchio's back. Suddenly, the Truthometer whirs to life. Pinocchio looks at you and says, "I am a puppet made of wood." Instantly, the glass bulb on his chest glows with a beautiful, bright blue light. It is so bright it illuminates the sawdust on the floor. "Wow," Pinocchio shouts, "whenever I tell the truth, I glow." Geppetto smiles and tells you both to go out into the village to test this new gift. You take Pinocchio's wooden hand and together you step out into the sunny streets of the village. As you walk through the cobblestone market, Pinocchio is eager to show off. He sees the fruit seller and says, "Those apples are red." The bulb glows blue. He sees a dog and says, "That puppy has a wagging tail." Again, the blue light beams brightly. The villagers are amazed. Can you imagine how exciting it would be to have a light that proves you were right? Pinocchio feels like a superhero. He thinks that as long as the light is blue, he is doing everything perfectly. He starts telling the truth about everything he sees, faster and faster.
"While you walk, I want to teach you a very special power word, integrity. Integrity means being honest and having a strong heart that chooses to do the right thing even when no one is watching. It means your words and your actions match the goodness inside you." Pinocchio thinks he has a lot of integrity because his nose isn't growing and his light is glowing. He believes that telling the truth is the only rule he needs to follow. But as you follow him toward the town square, you start to notice something that Pinocchio doesn't see yet.
Pinocchio sees Mrs. Rosa wearing a new puffy purple hat. "Mrs. Rosa," Pinocchio shouts, "that hat makes your head look like a giant lumpy grape." The light on his chest glows a brilliant, satisfied blue. Mrs. Rosa's smile disappears, and her face turns as red as a tomato. She looks very sad and quickly walks away. Pinocchio looks at you, confused. "Why is she upset? I told the truth. See? The light is blue." You realize that even though Pinocchio was being honest about his opinion, his words were not very nice. Truth can sometimes be sharp. A few minutes later, Pinocchio spots the baker, Mr. Crumb, carrying a tray of slightly overcooked muffins. "Mr. Crumb, you burned those muffins, and they smell like a campfire," Pinocchio says, cheerfully. The Truthometer glows blue again. Mr. Crumb sighs and looks down at his hard work, feeling discouraged. You pull Pinocchio aside near the town fountain. "Pinocchio," you say gently, "the Truthometer only measures if your words are facts. It doesn't measure if your words are kind. Just because something is true doesn't mean it is the right thing to say at that moment." Pinocchio looks at his wooden feet. "But Geppetto said honesty is the most important thing." You explain that true integrity involves using your heart to decide how to share the truth. If the truth is used to hurt someone, it isn't helping. You suggest a new test for him. Before he speaks, he should ask himself, "Is it true?
Is it necessary? And most importantly, is it kind? Pinocchio nods slowly, his wooden joints creaking. He wants to be a real boy, and real boys care about how others feel. Just then, a loud crash echoes from the town square.
You both run to the square and see that the grand festival cake has fallen off the table. It is a messy pile of frosting and sponge cake on the grass. The mayor is frantic, and the children are about to cry. The mayor looks at Pinocchio. "Is it ruined?" he asks. Pinocchio looks at the mess. He could say, "Yes, it's a disgusting disaster," which would be true. But he looks at the sad faces around him and remembers your lesson. He thinks about how to be honest while also being helpful and kind to his friends.
Pinocchio clears his throat. "The cake has fallen," he says clearly, and his light glows blue. "But," he continues, "the inside is still delicious, and if we put it in bowls with some berries, we can make a wonderful berry trifle for everyone." The light glows even brighter than before. The mayor's eyes light up. Everyone starts cheering and working together to save the dessert. Pinocchio realizes that he told the truth about the accident, but he used his words to build people up instead of knocking them down. That is what having real integrity feels like.
By the time the sun set, the village was full of happy bellies and laughter. Pinocchio learned that his truthometer was best used when his heart was in charge of his words. And that's tonight's campfire tale. Remember, honesty isn't just about facts, it's about being kind to others. If you loved this story, ask your grown-up to visit storytimehero.ai, where families can create personalized storybooks made just for their kids. Until next time, friends, keep that imagination burning bright.